Prvo je drugo da ne vala sa onim jovim u Tošinu, gde se vam nebite na Sara da dvoli. U Šulhanovu Han Simen Judalet, Seif Gimer, Šulhanovu pasnost da gdes. Hašojil me havej oj talis še eino mecujecas. I'm taking your friend a talis that doesn't have chutei tzitzis. Potul mi leaniach bo tzitzis kol shvei shinyoi. You borrow from your friend a marriage without confess. You potul from putting inside chutim kol shvei shinyoi. After shvei shinyoi, you chai mi de rabono. Shenemar ve'osu loim tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyem. The mechayev midayray says kanfei bigdeyem. If it's not big day, you're not chayav b'tzitzis. With the Rabbanon, it looks like it's yours. You're already trogging it, you're already wearing it for over 30 days. So with the Rabbanon, you're mechayav. Or with the Raisa, ve'osu lo'em tzitzis al kanfei big day. You're only chayav b'tzitzis if it's your baget. Sholok shir mitzuyetzis. If you borrowed it when it already had the tzitzis on it, mevorech olam miyad. We'll get it. So we'll start with the first halach. If you borrow from your friend a beged dalet kanfes without chutei tzitzis, potum leaniach bo tzitzis ad shloi shinge. Zog demo gen avron. Vehamatil bo tzitzis. Umevorech lo hifsid. Even in the Mais and Teir state, Vosu and Tzitzis are Kanfi Big Day. That's not Big Day. Or Hamatil Botzitzis um Vorech, lo Yifsi. Kmoi Shenoshim Yecholos Levorech al Mitzvas Esse Shehazman Gromo. Noshim Apokim Mitzvas Esse Shehazman Gromo. They don't have to sit in a sukkah. They don't have to take a esrei. They don't have to hear shofar. But even so, if they want to do the mitzvah, they could. So here as well, the Mogav of Mogen Avraham is Tesis and Chulim Daf Kuf Yud. Tesis says, "Ule'inyan broche nir she'ein levorech." Afal gav the noshim vorches al mitzvahs eser she'azman gromo. Le'idomi. Why? Try to think, what is the difference? In a sukkah, the men have to make a broche. And a shofar, the men have to make a bracha. The noshim are not chayev. If they want to join us in, they can make a bracha. And talis she'ulo, no one is chayev to make a bracha. So mechatei said that he could make a bracha. So why am I mevorech lo hifsi? So the levur says, here, chotch, the owner also has to make a bracha. And Talis Shaula, the owner also doesn't make a bracha. And by the owner, it's not Talis Shaula. This is the Mogen Avraham. Mishneh Brura, Rabbeinu HaFetz Chaim, brings him down. The Mogen Avraham goes to the next step. What would be if you borrow from your friend the Talis with chutim on top of the beged? You can make a bracha or not? Not chayav, right? Also, I'm tzitzis al kanfei big day. But I'm mevorech lo yifsid. So, Rav Kivei Eger and the Chachayim and Shulbik. Here, if you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatol. If you borrow from someone a talis, you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatol. Why? So, Rav Kivei Eger. Noshim could make a bracha on the first day of Sukkos. Yeah? Ashkenaz, you can make a bracha? If a lady decides the first day of Sukkah, she doesn't have an esrei. She takes an esrei without permission from someone. She can make a bracha? Why not? You're not chayav, but you could. Well, okay. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if I have a beged and I don't have strings, I could take someone else's strings? V'osu lohen mishaloyim. The strings have to be mine? So Azevi Yishu can make a bracha on an esrei shoul. Forget about that the beged is not mine, but I can make a bracha medin isha. But the chutim are not mine. Azevi, I can make a bracha and an esrog shol. Shen shulchan aruch, you're not allowed to use chutim gzulim v'chutim sheulim. If you have a beggar, midrashim, you're not yotze with chutim sheulim and chutim gzulim. So if you borrow a talis mitzuyetzes, you make a brocha, it's a brocha levatol. He's so gezunt Rav Kiveger ben Chachaim, your mamash cannot understand the Magen Avraham. Chofetz Chaim brings him down. So this is the halacha. So again, if you borrow a talis and you put on your own strings, I'm a vorech lo hifsi. Also nishtasik lo. But if you borrow a talis mitzuyetzes, as if you can't make a brocha on the esrog shol, so the beggar is yours, you can't make a brocha. Ein Shochanov steht that you can make a brocha and talis mitzuyetzes. It's the undene that the guy was makne to you matone gmur. Okay, in a second. Till here it's klo. One of the mamshich. It's good now, it's night now because all the guys that are wearing tzitzis psula, you don't have to take it off in the middle of shir. I gave a shir achikala, I gave it after shkir. I think it was not, when I finished shir, it was not one guy, I think, in the room that had a kosher with tzitzis. The second thing of Kiveger says, the Rebbe of Kiveger, the Chachayim says, Bochad Abatol. The Shemur says, not the same. It's Chayim. So, Meir, Koyim, Meir, Adil. And the first one, I'm a Bochad Leibsi. The second one, if you make a Bochad Leibsi, I'm asking, if you make a Bochad Leibsi, you have a chiyu ba'osur lo'el mishabak. Well, ma'amshich. Shulchan Aruch Simen Yudalef. If a person has a tzitzis and he stole chutim from someone else, and he makes tzitzis, it's kosher? Va'asur lo'el mishabak. If he borrowed chutim from someone and he puts it in his beggar, possible. Va'asur lo'el mishabak. Zogim Mishnah Berurah in the Biur Halach. What would be if I have a beggar? And I stole chutim from someone else. And I made the tzitzis. Clear? I own a beggar, like here I came with no shir. I took a shir. I had a beggar. They said they asked permission. But I took a beggar. I don't have chutim. I pinched. From my roommate, pinched from the roommate. And they put on the chutim. Chutim gzul. So what, you go to your friend, I'm sorry, I'll pay you. Right? So Mishnah Berurah, the chutz stays possible forever. Taisa blame in our suit. V'tzorich iyum gol. Kafachayim says, the halach is possible. It's came then as a psa, prima godim, if a person was mesachich, b'schach possible. B'schach gozul, I'm sorry. And then the guy is makna to him. If it's taisa blame in our suit or not. You stole from someone's schach, I had such a maisa for you. I rented an apartment, I made a whole sukkah. The guy before that left everything. An hour before you if he called me. But it's a gospel here. I said, what do you want? If you pay me $1,000. I realized that he doesn't have a guy to rent it, yeah? No, he doesn't want to leave it. An hour before you if he calls. So it's not enough that he's masking now. Should have to take it off and put it back in. Oh, but I got a chutim, tzorich yungo. Vehu adin l'shulim. So if you own a beged and you go to the store and you buy chutim and you put him on and you didn't pay him yet, so it's chutim shulim. So if you put it on the beged, even if you pay him later, you're not yetzim. Lefichoch, said the Chofetz Chaim. V'al b'choshesh v'machne Ephraim, that Mashiach is not koneh v'metalta l'midei reisim. You have to pay with cash before you put on the chutim. So the Chaim Kanievsky and credit card and checks, tzorich yun la'aloch. So if you went to the store and you paid with the credit card, you bought strings and you put them in, so the Chaim Kanievsky, tzorich yun, the only way is to undo the chutim and to put them back on. Tzorich yun from Chaim Kanievsky, das noito. Again, it's a chumre, because it's a tzad and Mashiach is kind of. Till here is the Chaim. Again, if you didn't pay and you put in the chutim and you didn't make a mashicha, for example, my son was going with my mitzvah son was going with the tzitzis psula for a year. Why? his tzitzis tore. Only one. He had many chashuv tzitzis. One of them tore. So I brought it to yeshiva. So I can say the name. He sells. It's a guy that sells chutim. So I don't need the whole thing. Everything is good. I just need one kanaf. Put on four. And what you want? I said, put it on. Come to me in the end of Seder. He put it on, and he said, cost 50 shekel. This is a puzzle. When he put on the chutim, it says, the beggar is my son's. Also, the tzitzis is the kind of a big day. Doesn't have to pay now. He said, undo it. Klo, we'll go buy it. So if you go into a store tomorrow, you have a beautiful talisman of Torah, you just want the chutim, you go to Eichler, you can put on the chutim for me. You put on the chutim and you pay later, possible. No way to fix it. You pay before, if you pay with credit card, it's all a chiyuv of discussion. Yeah, we'll go right there. A lot of times you go to the store, Moshe here is showing, and you want to buy chutim, tzitzis, find a nice baguette. Yeah, you don't buy ready-made, yeah? Ready-made is where I was a guy, a lady was Megaya now, and they show a talis. She said, oh, I remember that when I was young, it was a chosh of the store somewhere. I sat in the back room, I was dying. Yeah? Don't buy it. Made tzitzis is a shvacha maizis, yeah? So you go to the store, and you take out a beautiful baguette, and you order a mishkan atcheles, yeah? And then you want chutim valis. On the bochum, it's like this chutim will go to the floor, you know, you shoot and what the maizis, you know, I was kosher, I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's a nice zach. I go to small yard and get long tzitzis. So you tell the guy to put it on. This doesn't come ready made like that. Ask him. So you tell the guy to put it on. Now, the baguette he gets from one extremer, I call the guy that sells. Supplier. The chutim is a different supplier, right? Now, how it works in the world today, a lot of the stores, they don't have to pay for what they get. They get the schoyer, and they pay later. And if it's left over, they give it back. This is the way the big suppliers work. So, when you tell the guy to do for you the tzitzis, he's taking one supplier for the other supplier. So, love is long, and the supplier is given permission to sell it to you. He's a shriach to sell it. But before he sold it, when you order both, he ties it. And if you don't come back to the store, he will undo it, sell it to someone else, right? So it's not yours yet. So what he did, he took chutim from one, the long. He took the long chutim, yeah, lamazon, you buy it in tapuach, yeah, the long chutim. Then he takes a normal tzitzis and he puts it together. This tzitzis is possible. It's nice, I don't know, see why. Because when you put in the chutim, the owner of the beggar was not the owner of the chutim. The store doesn't own it yet. Maybe he has permission to sell it to you. So this will never be kosher. Even when you pay, it doesn't be kosher. But b'shas that he put it, he was not the owner. So it's chutim shulim. So he got it mishavu if he ate it. Moshe, it's a story of Rabinovich. Elvich a guy, beginning mishon. Elvich a guy to buy tzitzis. You go in, tell him, I want to do it like Mr. Kaplan. You know, he does come, give me money, make a kinyan on both. And then he puts it on. He knows exactly how to do it. But if not, pashas, you're not wearing tzitzis. So a person could think that he's wearing tzitzis all of his life, and it's a bochel of a tana. Not only that, he's over a kanfis, but it's tzitzis. Because now he owns the baguette. But b'shas da tola sachutim, he was not the owner of the chutim. There's nothing to do.
If the store makes both.
If the store buys both, if he owns both.
If he buys standby it from the store.
The ready-made ones that the factory does it. I said that, and then the factory does that. Not if it's kosher, but on the time that it's kosher, say it. But if it's not the factory, if it's Eichler does it, Lamosho. So if Eichler owns both and he does it, it's okay. But if he works with a supplier that he's an extremer, yeah? Extremer, I can't say it exactly, yeah? So the pshat is, he doesn't buy. He said, Moshe, what do we they give him 50 sidurim. He has 10 sidurim left, and it's after the season. He gives it back. He gives it back. This is the way it works in all these stores. It's not like the old days, the guy stuck with everything. Today, even the bread you can give back to the store. You don't pay. They got all the salads that the people in Maldafa do, and they put it in the stores. They don't sell it to the stores. They put it there. They make money. The stores have it. So he has Beged, and he has Chutim. It's not the same guy. A lot of times it's the same guy. Most Choshev Bochum can buy the better kind of Chutim. That doesn't come from the company of the Talis. The company of the Talis has the standard. Then he buys Nibus Nishmo from this company, Valis, Long. So it's not the same owner. It's possible. Find out how you did the scissors.
Why
you want the word six figure with scissors?
You buy ready made scissors, you let it pay with the credit card?
Yeah. Just the feed of Mishabur, if you're okay, Vegas, the stuff you can make a brach. It's Alexander one. Talis we don't make a brach. If I borrow from him a talis with chutim, I cannot make a brach.
Tell me,
זה אלמה, זה ריזם, במחיר המשיחה זה נעת כהנה, במתון המשיחה זה כהנה, במחיר הוא יחתה המועס כהנה, זה די רייסה. תון המשתברות, בכל אישה שאני יחת בי כהנה במתון, במועס. אז במילה, if you buy ready made, and you don't have a credit card, if we say the credit card is not מועס, so the מוכן פני יש, כי זה יקן לגב לוח. At least the credit card goes through. You could say לכם מוגן אברום, if you make a if the Noshim could make a Halatilas Lulav, an Esrik Shul. So, the Maas, if you don't make a you can't make a Brach. Just you could say that the credit card is a Chum. So for that, you could be saying, maybe, I'm going to get so at least take out a dollar, make a Kinyan Kesef in it. Although if you only make a credit card, it could be a real problem. There I'm saying it's a problem. The pshat is that the field of kveigim, the chachayim mishabur, you can't make a broch. Later you could make a broch. What I'm saying is that these cases that I said, there could be that possible forever. But again, when you buy ready-made, the shayla, who did it? If it's a ready-made the company, yes, but if the store puts them together, could be he took it from two different people, he put it together, he was not owner. Maybe that can work.
The company, there's no problem. Itself.
Company mistama is not a problem. I don't want to be mighty last. Pashas is not a problem. The sad that it is a problem is if we say that company is nobody. Who is company? Is it Yid? Company is Yid?
Chayr.
Huh? Chayr. All the Bochum, if you owe money to a company, if the company goes bankrupt, who has to pay? So we pass on the Maizen company as a guy. Me'ikar Adin, a Bochum comes over to you and says, we got ribis on our phone bill, an electricity bill. Say, I'm a good boy, the other boys just don't pay it. Yeah, then you have the Bochum that come, we got on our phone bill $5 ribis, what we could do. To pay or not to pay. So, I remember when I made Shimush by Rav Nissim, I was a Bochum, someone came to ask. He said, no, first Shaila I want you to answer. What was that Hariyamas? 18th, 17th. Answer the Shaila. The guy come and got a bill with ribbons on his phone. No, answer the Shaila. What was that if you know how to pass it? So, what is the Psaq? So, the Psaq is the best thing is if he has a friend that could pay the $5. The guy pays, he gives the guy the money for the bill, and the friend, Ribis on the day after, has no issue. Now that you'll tell your friend later that you'll pay him back, yeah? Ribis on the day after is not a problem. If you can't find someone to do it for you. So, but the end, you're allowed to pay the bill. Why? Ribis is only between two of you. Achim is a goy. Electricity company is a yid or is a goy? He's a company. He's not a yid, not a goy. If electricity company goes bankrupt, so you could sue the director?
No.
Why? So it means that all these people put money here, and the money owns the money. Same thing with banks. I said again. So the derech halvoa that is ribis will not make all these things. The company that b'etzem, the phone bill that b'etzem is not ribis deraisim, it's not derech halvoa. So mitzar of the shit in a bank that is official ribis. We're not saying machan that. No one knows. It's something that was created after Matan Torah. They call it corporation.
Corporation.
In Hebrew, they call it Ba'am. Company based Ayin Mem. Be'eravon Mugbal. Means it's only in charge on the amount. I didn't want to go about that. If the company is not a person, so no one owns the chutim. You can't say that it's called Shalom. That I didn't want to say in the Yachikal. If someone would ask, Baruch Hashem, you're not a Basya. So you're not there, you're here. That could be a huge chum, and then the feed that all of them ready made chut, since it's absurd.
You have the same problem in the store also, no?
What? Most of the stores are not a
corporation.
Yeah, the big ones, maybe. Oh, the stores are Mishalim for sure. Something it is a store, yeah. But Shaila is, if it's no yid, so as Tais is, a yid did it, but the begging is not chayev. Chutim are not chayev. I don't know if you can make it.
It's not
Shaula. What?
It's not Shaula.
It's not Lohem Shaloim. It's not his.
So if I take a baguette of hefker and scissors of hefker and I put it on, and the hefda is not to be koyin.
So lechur you will not be it. It'll be a psul of tais in your nose. I don't have raya's burros on that. Adarab, a psul of have raya's on that. Shabur speaks on the baguette and chutim shuli. But the svar lechur that chutim shuli you're not yoitze because it's lohem. I'm saying, I don't know clock. What if you have a corporation? You have chutim. So I'm saying, that I'm a suduk. I'm just trying to say, a guy that wants to feel good that he bought a ready-made one, I'm not sure. I'm saying, I didn't want to speak against the ready-made talisi.
It's different, because when you're a bank, a lot of people, but a
citizen
company,
investment,
you can always take it.
No, you can't. Mishkan, I'm not speaking. Today they have a lot of little ones. They have like two or three Mishkan at Chelis and Beis El.
They're really on investment, they're owned
by
people.
They're not owned by people. It's a real company. They sell thousands of talisim all over the world. I said, these guys, the type of work in the house, they sell talisim. Valis, all these people are Hamish people, that for sure. I'm saying, if it's not a corporation, it's Ein Chamami. I don't know the Mitzvahs. Maybe all the Talisim companies are really private people and it's not a corporation. Yeah? That part, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't mevar it, but that mevar does. Mevar, I don't want to be Moitzi Laz, but that gives a Hechsha. So again, could be the world of Badaz gave a Hechsha, Taka. Maybe someone has to be married to them. It's a tzorch yudah to Mishabu. If it's a tzorch yudah to Mishabu, it's a chayim sefer terazman, it's not good. So I don't know. That I don't know. I said really, to Shiron go, that the sefer foil a malach, it's badam, that one out of the whole city, Mistam is Mekayim Tzitzis, Kama Yishu Tzorch. This could be one of the reasons. So we have two shailas here, Batsim. Shaila is if we'll say that the corporation is not called a person, So the male bed, and here's the shayla, if two people, if you have tali shalefka and chukim shalefka, and you put it together. Zev yasu lahem mishaloyim, it's not called osu lahem mishaloyim. And the male, you are not biyotzer. So then even if the company made it, even if you get the darech hatimtza, any idea? Agarab.
What's
the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah Suffolk is if it's a psul of Taisib Lamin Ha'osu. Azevi is poshut to a person. Then, he did a regular tzitzis. Taisib Lamin Ha'osu is if you made strings that are not cut in the end. It's one big string. And then you cut it, you make it four. That is Taisib Lamin Ha'osu. Or you have a bacon that is three corners. You put on the tzitzis and then you make the fourth corner. It wasn't. You put out when it was three corners, it's Taisib Lamin Ha'osu. That is the normal Taisib Lamin Ha'osu. Here we have a modern Mishnah. What brings down a modern? The Kafas Chaim says a new kind of taisiv alamin ha'osu that was not owned by him the chutim, so it was not lohem, so he cannot be yitzur with it. So when he made it tzitzis, he cannot be yitzur with it. Clears the Mishnah Berurah if such a asiyah, when you don't own, has a psul of taisiv alamin ha'osu. Such a seer that you don't own has a psul of taisiv alamin ha'osu. That is the suffer. Well, don't backbite them. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. So, the Mishnah Berurah, we pass when we said that in Tali She'ula you don't make a bracha. If you shoyel with the chutim, Rab Kivi Eger, it's like Esrik Shol, the chutim is a din, the chutim shalom. So why the Shulchan Aruch says that if I borrow from my friend the talis, I can make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yes, I'm going to take it on make a bracha because I'm kivayeg." Yes, I'm going to. And I'm sorry that the guy was mechaven to be magnet to me. Now, very hard to say that. Guys that don't come much to the halacha shir here, they never have a tzad that you have to be kind in the tzitzis. In Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Nekatchil esrei and nas lehavi." In the end, we could say that everyone knows that you have to be kind. That's what the Mepharshim explained. Talis. He says, when a guy gets it back, he has to have a das to be koine it back. So he says, long as you take him someone's talis, and you make a bracha in the morning, he's not there, you put it back. When he comes in the morning, the vial is not his yet, right? When he's koine it, when he'll be koine it, you'll pick it up. Right? What do you want me to see now? If he picks it up and the violence on the bench, he was not like Bea Kula, so he's not going there, right? So he'll pick it up, he'll be going there. But the bracha he made before is his. So how can he have it? You can't make a bracha yet. Before it's Chayav and Mitzvah, he made a bracha.
And the first guy wasn't here to.
So, oh, he said, also the first guy has to pick it up.
No, the first guy wasn't.
And I thought also, you know, some guys didn't pick it up, you know.
What's the hat to with the Kabbalah song says?
Nichalei le'ini shomer al mitzvah.
I'm saying, but he's not
nichalei
if it's
going to.
That's
what he's asking. It's nichalei. So the tzad of you are not kindness. So you're not kindness, so we will have a mitzvah. So we call him, we say, it's not the So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lemaisa, when you come to shul, if the guy is there and he gives you a talis, take it off his back, and that is beseder. If he's not there, so you write, says, Nichalei lemelech, but don't make a bracha. Because when a guy is not around, and on Saturday that he's masking to be makne when he's not here, pashas we don't say. Till Chaim Kanei says, yes, a kasha, so you take it and you're not koyin. And you don't make a bracha because you chashtu ab kiveyega. So why are you allowed to take it? There's no more nichle leivish me a mitzvah meri. You can't make a mitzvah anyways. Not even a mitzvah to Rabbanon. So what is the head of the take? So,
yeah.
You have a das to be koine, the guy who does that has to be makne to you. What are you losing
out?
You can't. If you're a chivu bracha, you have to make a bracha.
There's no such thing as if you're a savior.
better not to be misguided in Sefer Brochas. Not to go into the Sefer Brochas. If you have a mitzvah to do, be Sefer, you do the mitzvah. But if you don't have to be misguided in the mitzvah, it's better not to be misguided in the Sefer mitzvah. I want, before we go weiter, to explain. So the Maise, we have a book of the Kikashim on Kivheger, the Dar Chachayim, the Mogen Lecha Dar Chachayim, the Mogen Avrom, and then Tal, the Mogen Avrom, there is a Pshat, you take it, you're not Mechavet to be kind of. But you can make a Brocha, and Tal Yishu'ulo. And we all know, Tal Yishu'ulo, with Chutim Shu'ulim, is like a Esrog Shu'ul. Mama Shapele, how the Mogen Avrom said that you can make a Brocha? So, Agoyen Rebufoel Reichman came with the Eitz. And he wanted to explain why people could make a bracha. He claimed that what the halacha is that you can make a bracha and tali she'ulo, even in the mice, no one is chayav in bracha and tali she'ulo. Even the owner is not chayav, right? This was the kasha. Because tali she'ulo, like kind of in bigdeichem, it's not bigdeichem. The chutim is not shaloy. So you follow Reichman, but after Shloshim Yom, it's Chaim with the Rabbonon. Yeah. While it's Chaim with the Rabbonon, so before Shloshim Yom, you can make a broche midin noshim. Not midin like an esrog that ladies could make a broche. This is never an esrog, because it's Tali Shehula. But after 30 days, you chayev. Before the 30 days, you could also make a broche. But you make kind of midin the rabbono, not midin the reise. The finne pashtes, tali shel hefker, all these things, I'm potu. But if I want, I could make a broch. This is the Mogen Avraham. Say, no. Tali shulo, you potu and gans. But with the rabbono, you chayv after 30 days. So if you want, you could make a broch, and now, al shema osi. Why am I saying it? Some people claim that they found the Tcheles. Yeah. This time, we're not going into the Tcheles. But a lot of people are nervous. Maybe they found the Tcheles. So it was the old Tcheles, and then they claim that it's not Tcheles. And now, science-wise, it looks like they found the Tcheles. Yeah. We have different Lomda Shekashas, but science-wise, They found. This is what they had then. I don't have chelis. Yeah? Some people say, but it's a suffix mitzvah. Well, it's not matter. We have a chil de rice if you do it. No. Krishma, if you don't read Krishma, you're ma'akev. You're not going to sleep. Yeah, it's a ma'akev. But we have a mitzvah sester to put it. You have a mitzvah sester to put it in. You're shaking it. Take off the talis and don't go into the story. You're putting it up. So why we don't put it up? So one reason is because we didn't go mitzir the rov on the base. You can't go mitzir the rov on the base, you don't have to put it up, right? If you learn good go mitzir the rov on the base, you don't have to put it up. Some people don't learn be'ilun, so they don't know it. But if you learn the sugya be'ilun, go mitzir the rov on the base, you don't have to put it up. But I'm sure the way you learn the sugya, the Maram Shif learns that there's no chiyuv. If you have a suffix there, is, and even if you will mekayim it, you will stay the suffix, you're not mechuyuv to mekayim it. So here, even so what you say, even if you put on the tchelas, could be. So on the side that is the tchelas, for sure you mekayim the mitzvah. But the answer is, it's machleik is we have to put two strings tchelas, one string, how to do it. You can't be Yotze Arashi for 7 minutes. So it's like a Reise. But not everyone learns it. The Hitler doesn't learn like that. So some people like to put on Tcheles. They don't know what to do. So the Lomdim, 20 years ago, came with the idea. They were mafkir that beget al tnai. They said like this. Im yesh Tcheles ba'olam, that's hefker. If ain't Tcheles, I want it to be mine. Now they said like this. And the tzad that is not chelis, and the kind of success in the rice, and I can make a bracha. And the tzad that yesh chelis, it's hefka. Aber, Mogen Avraham says, lego aminoshim, I can put on chelis, right? I can put on lovon. I can do the mitzvah kiyumis. Right? Mogen Avraham learns, tali she'ulon, hefker is potu, but I can put it on. If a mitzvah says a sheir is not a gomer, I'm allowed to. I don't have to, but I'm allowed to. Deir for sure is not a very effective, but it's chayles. So I'm covered with money of shach. If it's no chayles, it's mine. And if it's chayles, it's hefker. And as if you tell you she'ulo, mitzvah says a sheir is not a gomer, no she could make a bracha, so I have the mitzvah. Agam, Kveir said I can't make a bracha. It's only the chuti. Over here, the chuti my man. That's what all the Lomdashim people did. Instead of wearing tchelis and having problems after it, you know, people look at you modern, yeah? So they were mafkil and begging on the night. But the figure for a lachman, they lose. Magen Avraham never said that b'diyel you mekayim the mitzvah. Magen Avraham meant you could mekayim the mitzvah after Shloish Yom, you could start already now with the noshim. But it's a mitzvah that Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah that you So maybe they lost the mitzvah. And the tzad that yesh tcheles boilem, they lost the mitzvah. Because tali shul, it's potul. So, mikol makom, we paskin that if you take your friends, if he knows, you can make a bracha. If he doesn't know, you don't make a bracha. Zog the mishtabu.
Isn't it better to not be kind of mitzvah than to be suffering beggar mitzvah? On the tzad you want to
So don't wear the beggar, right? This is the tchelis people.
Yeah, but then you have to have
So this is the tchelis people. So we are not tchelis people. So we are not tchelis people. But these people want to make a chav to be yoytze everyone. You want to put on tchelis. Put on tchelis. We're going out to people that are not putting on tchelis. They want to become with the yoytze. The goal is that yoytze is nishken yoytze. That yoytze is nishken yoytze. We'll go by it. So Memele came with Chaim Kanievsky and said, and I had this mice with a poor bochum, that the mice, a lot of times you have two brothers in the house, and they put the talisim together in the washing machine, and then the mother puts it back in the drawer. And everyone takes a different talis. So the Chaim Kanievsky, bochum of a talis. Talis shu'ulu. That's for you and to your brother. So maybe what is a umdana that they matter to each other, but they don't know bichal the halachas. What? Tanuk. And not in that, if you have a younger brother, it's a mother of shach. So how the kof makes the bracha, love is only say mechal of kiveig and mogen avon. Love is only ketanim and say mechal mogen avon. So the best answer is, Taki, that the father will not makn it to the kids, just leave it shutfis for them. We should for the whole family. But then remember, you can't fight with your brother, that's my talis. Well, the father gives, this is your talis, this is your talis. So I'm going to have a and if they switch, it's a shah of a bochel of a tol. All of us say that it's a umdana, they're makna, but it's, again, it's very shvel to say these umdanas. They don't know the halochas. Umdana is the word,
right?
You can't say umdana, I want to sell and buy. We don't sell. And Kinyonim, the Kimat never say that. Usually, we das we have a Yush. You can't be makna yourself. It doesn't work. When you give it to someone, you have a das, to be makna, ki'ilu, it's in the drawer. I mean, if he comes, he takes. And your brother tells you, hey, you took my talis today. So he for sure was not mechavad the makna for you, right? He wants to say, stop, leave it, don't make it. I have girls, I don't know. Yeah, but. So the Mishnah Berurah, kol ze the talis from your friend, and a talis shel tzibur belongs to everyone, and you have to put to make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, what would be if you borrow from your friend a talis not for davening, for getting a aliyah, for duchening, or to daven for the amud? You borrow from your friend a talis. For duchening, for aliyah, or for the amud. Here he says, your friend already doesn't have to makna to you for a mitzvah. He knows you just need it for kavod. So the stomach is not umdane. You have a tzitzis. You're not married. You're not putting on a talis kavod. He just knows that you need it. The Yisrael knows that the kid needs to cover his fingers when he makes big as kehanim. So he lets it. So he says, so don't make a bracha. Because the stomach friend is not matnet to you. If you need to go to the amud, don't make a bracha. So Mishmur, mechabim mefuash not to be koinus, like this, you don't have to make a bracha. Hayat stale shehulo. Pasuk like, we don't make a bracha. But if you take the talis of the tzibu, then zog the mishtebuah, your owner. So even when you go over to the amud, even when you go over to duch, even when you go over to the davin and the amud, you have to make a bracha. Because you're a Tavis. When I said not to make a bracha when you go to Duchen, when I said not to make a bracha when you go to Aliyah, it's Betali Shel Chaveiroi, because that is Na'umdan that is Magna to you. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yudalet. Because the Betali Shel Ishpoti. אבל בתליסה של כל כן שלא לא מצוות בזדה כנסת צורך לבורך אפילו כשלא יש רק לעבור לפני התאי ועולה לסלטאי לו שום דתליסה של כל עדיין דדור יקנו מתחילה שכל מי שלא יש רק לעבור שיהיה שלא יהיה כמו בעשרה that can be a small and a far off מה מה שכסבנו בביור הלוכה בשם השאר יפרה ומה יש לכלל ישראל דומה גברוך אני גאו את הלאות מה עסקים? most people ובחר כדי יש לסת לא? why not? Shabbos says you have to. B'alocha says ayin b'shar Efraim. Shar Efraim mitaynes. You only have to make a bracha when you wear the beged l'shem mitzvah. When you wear it for the aliyah, for the duchen, it's not l'shem levishas tzitzis. It's only l'kovet be'almen. And while it's only l'kovet be'almen, you don't have to make a bracha. V'tzorich yom. Shabbos mesupek. If the Svar of Shar Ephraim is good or not, twice in Biur Halacha he feels like the Shar Ephraim, then it's not good. Basically, you have to make a bracha. Once in Mishnah Berurah he's naked, that you don't have to make a bracha. So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the tears you have to make. Why people don't make a bracha? Because they're misupik who made the tzitzis. But if you know who made it, he says bechaven lehed you also l'shem levisha.
I know shoes that belong to the
one a second, we'll get to that in a second. The Maizet is a Sofik. So I said to Moshe, my youngest son, came by Mitzvah. So in Yeshiva, I bought a Natalis, he's a Kohen. And Shul, I told him, don't take the shoals. The Mishnah Berurah says the best thing is to go to your friend. So Tali Shul, and he bought a Gvegel. So Gvegel, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you go to the Amud, Duchen, and Aliyah Tehren, don't take the shoals. Go up, you know, some people they take them. No, the shul has one, right? When you get the aliyah, you know? No. You want dafka from your friend. Because your friend, you don't have to make a bracha. The shuls could be, you have to make a bracha.
It's
used already. It doesn't help you.
You're being mafsed your friend from Mitzvah. You could be wearing tzitzis during that time. So you're being mafsed his mitzvah of tzitzis. So Petavki is
doing it. He's doing a chesed. You're
mafsed his tzitzis.
Say that. So I told my son, the Mishnah Berurah says not to take from the tzibur. So when you go to get an aliyah, you take from someone from shul. My son was bar mitzvah, you know, shtickle Kaplan. So yeah, who you go? You have to go to the best guy in shul. He has the best tzitzis, right? So I went to the most choshev guy, not the old guy, most choshev guy in shul. Because after that, the guy's not together. They tell you, why are you going to take my talis? There's so much talis in the near the amud. No, you're just undressed and doing that. You know, like, you know, when the coin comes, all this, and you move to the side here. So my son told me, I don't understand. My father told us that our minig is that we take from people. Biur Halacha says, it's Sofer Brachas. So if you don't know this Biur Halacha, you deserve that my son will take off your top. But the Shaila, what do you do with mice? So some people told me that some chashev places, like in yeshivas in America, there's yeshivas on the talis. I mean, there's no shaila. So I decided in my shul, we'll make a takol. It will be no more talis as the call. What? Yeah, that's what I said. I'll take away all the talesim from the shul, but I'll just borrow to the shul talesim. So, don't be a nice achim, you know. No minhagim. Someone showed me the Shachar Ephraim inside.
Someone doesn't have a talis, he's a mechanic of Rachman.
What?
The guy comes with a talis and he wants to borrow a talis. He's like, well, make a Rachman.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy might make a
bra. Who's the...
He wants to...
No, one second. So they show him the Shara Ephraim inside. Shara Ephraim says the father. He says, he saw Nuzach, some shuls, someone decided to donate to Talesim. He never saw it in his life before. People thought they became from, they opened the gemach for the shul. And they think... And they don't have that the nails of the Rishonim were better from the old, from all their Mikreisom, the Rishonim never had a Shul Talesim. People thought that they're doing help, you know, these people that do help, and they put the yarmulkes outside, and they help. He says, not a favor. The Rishonim especially did not want to have a Talis Shul Tzivu because it's Shaila. They wanted to have a Talis Shul. It's a Nuzach. You have to stop it. So I think when it started, when Shtimlach came in. In the old days, everyone had a Talis and Shul. Right? So the Chazan is the Shal, the Talis, he borrows from someone. You send a little kid that he's not married, he takes from the guy. Today in the Shtiblach, in the afternoon, there's no Talis in there. So the shul started to produce Talis. Abba the Shara Ephraim says that the meaning of Klal Yisrael was not Talis. So you're right. You have to know what a beautiful become a guy who will decide to make a bracha. So my say, and if you don't want to want to make a bracha, I'm only be a shayla. Then the guy will be nichshel if you don't to make a bracha. So the my say, most guys don't make a bracha. When I go to the Almut. Again, you see some guys that make, these are the guys that they learn Mishnevur as they state, and they do it. It's the kind of people. But the Maizah, the meaning that Chaim Vyazim says that if you know, you can make. But before, the Eitzah, Yoyser Nechoyna, is Be'etzim to Mesavet that the Talesim that are for the Tzibur are not coming for the Tzibur. They only did it, they could borrow it. They don't buy it with the money of the tzibur, and they're not matna to the tzibur. So b'chai gam, there will be no shayla. B'chai gam, there will be no shayla. Now, I just want to misak and the deed that we spoke the last year. The first thing is that lemaisa you have to make a tchila mechavan l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And lefi the bach also lema'an tizkel. As a tzal, if you're not mechavan, you're never a yisu.
Every time you put it on?
As a suffix, if you take it off to the mikveh and you put it back, you have to think again of the first putting out has a machshava. But every time I said in Kol Torah, when the guy walks up in the morning, he said a 6:45, remember the chavah l'shem mitzvah tzitzis l'man tizkel. That's the way they walk up. I asked the yeshiva, it's not the minute. But in Kol Torah, this was the minute to wake up. L'man tizkel. So the vote asked a kash. How you put on a talis on a little kid is an isul sphere. You're not allowed to feed kids ma'acholas asuras, right? Chazal, you're not allowed to feed them. Not allowed to feed them. When I was in America, a very big forum in Manhattan, and the guy started to become from. He's married to a shiksit, a goiter. But he started to become from. But he had to go with his wife to the Trevor restaurant yet. he would buy food for his kids. He came to ask him if he could mechanach him to make brachas. His favorite, it's chazir, it's chicken and milk and cheese. Such as it. Outside the sukkah, Shavuos says you're not allowed to. Sphere. A little kid, you're allowed to. How are you allowed to feed a little kid? Are you not allowed to give him chazer? So some say, bitum mitzvah says is not Yisus sphere. Some say, is a Yisus sphere. Kotten is not chai besukkah, it's all chlimoy. It's not a shayla. I have the whole shayla every day with my wife, and I'm going into that. A lot of times the little kids, since it's a puzzle. How you dress the kid? The machshel of the Yisro. What?
Probably not the
shearing
noise.
I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes yes. My little kid is shearing to feed the size of the kid.
Wasn't
it a chinuch that it doesn't have to? It doesn't have to. We love to give him chazer as chinuch. I will explain. I want to explain. That's not. I'll explain once. A lot of things that I do. And before I said the story of the guy, it was no shaykh, it was not a nice story, right? Masking? Now I explain the oimik. My shaykh was again, is he in it to mechanach a kid when I be aloch, is no yet to make a bracha? For sure not. You don't mechanach him to make shahakh on a piece of chazal. Masking? So you write it as chinuch that a kid has to wear tzitzis. But if it's the Yisrael sphere, you can't be mechanach. This is the tzushlof of the story, you understand? I explain it, so ol'chap. It's the recorder and label, you understand? Yeah? But this is the shayk. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is mesupik al pi aloch if you're allowed to dress a kid with tzitzis than a person. Shaimer has a shayk on it. It's the Yisrael sphere. Now the shayk is clear, developed. If the kid is not mechaber l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, you can't see that he has a stomach as a little kid. So the chura, if we say that without kavanah yoyver yisrael of a conscience, and we saw the old shiur, the old shulzaman, so you machshir your kid. Yisrael of a conscience. What? Maybe when he comes to cheder, he makes a bracha. But in the morning, the parents dress him, no kavanah. Mask him?
They don't practice the rabbi.
The parents?
Yes.
The rabbi of the cheder does it. That's only the minig. Some kids are even not holding a net. So now the shayla is if you're allowed to dress the kid or not. You machshir him and isu arba kalkis below its
tzitzis.
It's
about
kosher and yoyik if you don't have it. This was the last year about chobah. So I don't know what it is. Okay, the Ma'aseh said that Shmuzalman holds that you're not over. We said, but if you're over, so some people say Eitz is takenah to be makneh to the kid. That is a tali sheula. Tali sheula is only is no Yisus sphere in the Rabbanon for a cotton. The Yisus the Rabbanon is much like the sphere the cotton. Chinuch again, we have his chinuch. The kid is mischanach in his whole matzah. We're asking again. If it's Yisrael sphere, then we machshir it on the Yisrael. So it says that could be a Yisrael. Again, the film from Zalman is not a problem. Because you're not doing the Yisrael of a compass. But the Cheshit, the other shit is, could be you'll have to be machshir to the cotton and to only machshir to the cotton. And you'll make a broch and tell the shul and you'll not be over Yisrael of a compass below its
Yisrael. Wait, what do I do with my
house? You're born in Yisrael.